Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, as we approach the end of 2018, I thought it would be a good idea to look back at some of the recent CD releases that have taken place in this year, and some tracks from a brand new CD that we haven't had a chance to feature yet, although it came out a couple of months ago. Well, first up, let's have two tracks from the two new CDs that are out featuring the Embassy Theatre Fort Wayne 4-manual 16-rank page organ. These new recordings were made by Richard Hills and Mark Herman, and we're going to be hearing from them in that order. First up is Richard Hills with a song written by Noel Coward called I Like America from The Ace of Clubs. And then following on from that, Mark Herman plays two Harry Warren hits, You'll Never Know and The Shadow Waltz. Thank you. Contrasting sounds there from the Embassy Theatre in Fort Wayne's Page in the hands of Richard Hills and Mark Herman. Wonderful stuff. Now, both CDs are available from the US and you can buy them direct from the theatre site, and as per usual, you can find links to them in the table at the bottom of this website. Back to Blighty now, and to the fine Freemanual 7-rank Compton in St John Vianney Church in Clayhall. This year, I took it upon myself to record Mark Laughlin on behalf of the Cinema Organ Society, and it will be the first commercial release of the Compton since the late 80s, when Nigel Ogden made his exquisite cassette there. The Compton is sounding in fine fettle, and Mark Laughlin certainly demonstrated some of the finer sides of this instrument's beautiful tonalities. Here's a cute little novelty called Polka Dots. Mark Laughlin at the Clay Hall Compton with Polka Dots, recorded by yours truly, and is now out on Amazon and hopefully iTunes. I need to double check that, but it's definitely on Amazon. Well, the CD that I mentioned at the start of this show is a new CD featuring the Royalty Cinema Wurlitzer on Bowness on Windermere. Has to be one of the finest two-manual 7-rank Wurlitzers going, and they've just released a new CD. It's a multi-artist CD, very much like their first one, but this one is called Lakeland Serenade. I think it's a very fine example of the Wurlitzer, and the recording quality is top quality, so to speak. Whenever a new CD comes out featuring multiple artists, it's always a headache for me to pick tracks that I think represent the organ without making anybody feel left out. Now, if you're not in the next five tracks, it doesn't mean to say that you're not good enough. I just thought I'd pick the tracks that represent the organ in its tone, colours and variety. I'm going to group the tracks together because I've got two senior artists and two younger artists. So to start off with is Declan Poole with a beautiful novelty written by Andrew Feller called Jolly Gillette. That's with a J, not with a G. I don't plan on shaving my beard. And then following on from that is Simon Gledhill with a beautiful ballad called This Is All I Ask.
Thank you.
Declan Poole with Jolly Gillette, and Simon Gledhill with This Is All I Ask. And I think that you'll agree that the organ is sounding better than ever, and the recording is top quality. And that's not where we stop, because up next, again, enough of two tracks. First up, from young Richard Morgan, who plays very much in the Blackpool style, and this is The Locomotion. And following on from that is Len Rawl with that old Rodgers and Hart favourite, Blue Moon, featuring the Chrysoglot.
Thank you.
Richard Morgan there with The Locomotion and Len Raw with Blue Moon. Now, as always, this new CD is available. I believe it's about £10, and you can either get it from the Royalty themselves, or you can get it on eBay or through the Cinema Organ Society's sales site. So there's plenty of option and no excuse not to support them. I know they produce these CDs to raise funds to keep the Wurlitzer going, and I think it's one of those organs that deserves to be saved. Anyway, I kind of lied because I said there would be four tracks, but I thought I would end this week's show with a slightly different signature tune, the signature tune of the famous Blackpool organist Reginald Dixon. Now, Reginald Dixon, of course, is no longer with us, but somebody who Reg helped along the way in the early years was Peter Jebson, and here's Peter at the Royalty Wurlitzer to sign us off with I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best, all the time, take care.